Welcome back to His Time. It is Tuesday, April 15th, Holy Tuesday. I'm your host, Andy Bates, and it is time to check in with our special guest. Joining me in the studio this morning is Beverly Bennett. She's a friendship family volunteer with International Student Ministry. Good morning, Beverly.
Hi there.
Thanks so much for joining us in studio this morning to spend some time talking about your involvement with International Student Ministry. Now, how long have you been a volunteer with International Student Ministry?
It was about the fall of 2009 that we became a friendship volunteer.
And what do you do as a friendship family volunteer? What does that entail?
Really, it's got a lot of latitude, which is really neat because some people maybe can't spend a lot of time with the students, and some people have more time. And it also depends upon the students' schedule. So it's a thing where you get together with a student and call them and make plans. You can have them over to your house for dinners. You can take them to some of the local attractions. So there's a lot of latitude of what you can do with them.
So it's like extending your family in a sense. You're connecting with international students.
Yeah.
And here in the St. Louis area, we have a lot of great universities that international students come to study, whether they're undergrad or probably a lot of graduate students as well, coming to study here in the St. Louis area. So you have a chance to connect with these students who are coming from other countries, many of them probably coming from countries where they might not even have heard of Jesus, of Jesus Christ, the true Jesus, prior to coming here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you might be the only Jesus that they ever know. And and when they're at school, most of the students, I believe, that are International Student Ministry are graduate students. But I have heard of several that had never heard of Jesus. So, you know, it's a real wonderful opportunity, whether you're a family, a single. I mean, for a family with children, I think it's a great opportunity for them to be exposed to other countries and let them know what's going on in the other country. And then at the same time, the students get the privilege of understanding our culture and our faith that they might never get to know before.
So in 2009, you got involved with International Student Ministry, became a friendship family volunteer. Tell us how those relationships, how those friendships developed over time.
Yeah, this, I was just thinking about that today, that how the first time they came to our house, they were very nervous, you know, and we were very nervous.
Sure.
And so, and they were from China, and so, you know, kind of a lot of different government background and all that of what we could say and what they couldn't say. And so it's been wonderful to see them blossom and change and open up to us and get to know them in a deeper level. And as one became a Christian, a believer and baptized Christian, it's been really exciting to see. She's gone back to Hong Kong now.
Wow.
So that's when I got to visit her and visit her church and see her involvement and her growth and understanding of how she should live every day.
So you got to know the students here over time. And then after how long then they went back to, she went back to Hong Kong?
It's been 2 years. She went back after like 2.5 years. She graduated with a master's in accounting. So, and then my background was accounting. So it was really neat because they did a wonderful job of hooking you up with somebody that's kind of similar to your background.
You have something in common.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So she went back home. And when did you decide you wanted to go visit her back home?
And then I, the other student here is, there's another student that hasn't graduated. He will be graduating in May. So he will be getting his PhD. So I do with him, things with him periodically. He's been looking for a job. So I've been participating with helping look for a job. And now he's looking for an apartment and everything. So I guess it was last November or October, he said, "Have you ever been to Asia?" And I went, "Well, I don't think so." And he goes, and I didn't think any more of it. He says, "Well, hey, why don't you come on over and visit?" So so he actually arranged it, the whole trip, which was really wonderful. Better than having a tour company do it. He set up the tickets and went to Hong Kong first and met with the student that had graduated 2 years ago and then flew from there to southern China, where his parents came down, and we had they were on vacation for a week, and then it's actually a small island called Xiamen, and then we flew to Shanghai. So yeah, I got to spend the week with them, only Pong could speak English and his parents couldn't speak English, so we had some interesting times together. So poor Pong had to do all the translating for all of us.
Oh, wow.
So it was really neat. But
so what did you do while you were visiting? What were some of the sites you saw? What did you learn about his home and his culture?
In China, we went to, say, Fisherman's Village, went to Buddhist temples. We ate out a lot. Mm-hmm. They kept telling me I wasn't eating enough. But after we walked like 9 or 10 miles a day, I realized that you have to eat a lot just to keep up with over there. So just spending time with his family. He planned every day with mm-hmm. something to do. We took bus tours and saw the island. And went to some other islands around there in Shanghai, a fisherman's village, and just, you know, went and bought a mm-hmm. lot of stuff at the little stores and stuff like that.
So being in, it was kind of reversed, you know, they come right. here as international right. students. Now you're the visitor.
Right.
In their culture, how did that feel? Did it give you any insight as to what they feel like coming here as a student?
I think so. I mean, Hong Kong is a little bit more diverse mm-hmm. with people, and where we went was in China was mainly where the Chinese go for vacations.
So I see.
I was
in a tourist place.
I was the only one that was not Chinese, so it was kind of interesting. But I didn't feel out of place or unaccepted. But at times I was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm the only one here without black hair," you know, something. So, it was. I think because I was with them and mm-hmm. they were wonderful to me and caring, I never felt uncomfortable. So
it's a lot like when students come here, the importance of having these friendship family volunteers
exactly.
that connect with them and help them feel welcome.
Yes.
I have to ask, you know, in American culture, you said you went to a vacation spot where a lot of the Chinese go for vacation. And here in American culture, we do different things for vacation. A lot of times that includes going to a beach, probably.
Right.
What are some of the popular things in a Chinese vacation destination?
We didn't actually go to a beach, but there's another little island. You just kind of walk around and eat at the restaurants.
Which is an important part of my vacations, walking around and eating.
Just eating is a lot of and visiting some sites. I don't know. We went to some sites where there was old cannons. We went to some museums. Mm-hmm. That were historical museums, things like that. Yes.
Wonderful.
And then in Hong Kong, we did go to an island off of Hong Kong. Uh-huh. And the student there says she loves going there just to get away. There's so many people mm-hmm. And it's so crowded. And so you kind of feel like you have a little bit of room there. And there was a beach there. But it wasn't quite warm. Since it's still winter there, it wasn't quite warm enough to go in the water. I'm not sure if they actually go in the water. They just kind of would stick their feet in the water.
Sure.
So
during your time in Hong Kong, you got to visit with a student who came to know Jesus here in the United
right.
States and now was involved in a church back home in
right.
Hong Kong. So you had the opportunity to visit her church there
right.
as well. Very good. And so going back home to Hong Kong, have you seen where she's had the opportunity to tell others the gospel, to talk about Jesus in her community? Did she mention anything about that at all?
I believe she has actually become involved. I think their environment and work is a little bit different than ours.
Sure.
In that I think it's because the more the communism attitude, mm-hmm. although it's not so prevalent in Hong Kong, that they have more of a negative attitude mm-hmm. towards work. Because they're forced to do a lot of things they don't want to. And so she was saying she was struggling with that when she went back. And because the prevalent attitude is negative, and they do work people very hard. And so she's got into a Bible study there where at her work that it's more uplifting and encouraging, and it's kind of helped her with dealing with the prevalent attitude of being negative. So.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
Well, for those who are listening today who've heard about international student ministry or maybe haven't heard about international student ministry, what would you say to someone who's thinking, maybe this sounds like an opportunity for us, a good connection for us to connect with an international student here? Any advice?
I just think it's one of the best opportunities you can have. I think you get more back than you give. And we have had such fun. it's not like work for me, like, oh no, this is a ministry I have to do, or, you know, I'm volunteering. It becomes a relationship that that is very enjoyable, and, you know, like, take them out for, and a lot of the things you don't have to spend money on. You know, you could take them the 4th of July for fireworks, have them over for a holiday. Sure. Just make them a part of your life. But there's so many things that they've given back to us, just joy mm-hmm. of being with them and laughter, because a lot of times they would laugh at us, so we would laugh at them about our little cultural differences. So, and like you said, it's one way you can share your faith.
Right.
Just as a part of every day. That's mm-hmm. It's not work, you know, that it might come up when you're with them.
So. Right. Yeah, in those casual conversations.
Exactly.
Well, Beverly, thanks so much for being our guest today to talk about your involvement as a volunteer, a friendship family volunteer with International Student Ministry, and your recent trips to visit some of the students that you got to know here through that program.
I appreciate you asking me. Thank you.
Wonderful. All right. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to check in with Reverend Bart Day on the new journal that just released. So stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO.